Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, we've a question that could tickle your fancy.
Hi, my name's Garbo from London, and I would like to know, why don't we sneeze when we're asleep?
So in the strangest of fairy tales, what would happen to the offspring of Sleepy and Sneezy?
So my name's Matt Jones. I work in the Department of Physiology and Pharmacology at the University of Bristol. And my interest in sleep is in its role in cognition, so how a good night's sleep helps us to learn and remember things well. Well, this is a bit like asking if the tree falls in the forest but nobody's there to hear it, does it make a noise? So perhaps we do sneeze in our sleep, but not enough to wake ourselves up regularly or to wake ourselves up fully. And what really concerns me as a scientist is that no one's really done the experiment. So the first thing that sprang to mind, of course, was that it's really a question, where's the evidence that we don't sneeze in our sleep? I've spoken to friends with hay fever, and they reckon they do sneeze in their sleep on occasions. It's certainly the case that during sleep, we're less responsive to sensory input, so we're less excitable, as evidenced by us lying around not doing much, I suppose. So if there is stuff around likely to make us sneeze, it's probably less likely to make us sneeze while we're asleep. But really, whoever asks this question should do the experiment. So find a stimulus, some black pepper, let's say, that makes you sneeze when you're awake, and then waft it or ask someone to waft it under your nose while you're asleep and see if it makes you sneeze or not. Maybe it's just a change in threshold. Maybe it just takes more pepper to make you sneeze when you sleep.
What we need are some scientific observations. Can you make your other half sneeze in their sleep? It's possible that this doesn't happen very often, if at all, because our sensory nervous system powers down during sleep, along with almost everything else. As long as air can make it into the lungs, unless you're unfortunate enough to have sleep apnea, why bother waking up? And here's another question about air.
My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Austria. Eating a wonderful Thai chicken for dinner, I got curious about the development of chicken embryos within their eggs. How does the oxygen come in within an eggshell without any placental gas exchange?
So, how does air get into an egg? Can you help us solve this next question of the week? And if you have the answer and you'd like to be included in next week's episode, then please email us. And that's chris@thenakedscientist.com, where you can write the answer into the question of the week section, and that's on our forum, which you can find at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.